Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ms. Michi One-on-One, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week, I'm really excited because I have someone that, although I just met him, he has been making moves for a long time. And he was brought to me by one of my good friends, Felice, from Determined Radio. So, Ejila Beats, what's going on?
Yo, what's up? What's up, everybody?
Look, I've got all of the information here, kind of scrolling here at the bottom, because I want them to, you know, I want them to follow you and everything. So we'll have that go on a little bit later on in the show. But I'm really, really excited. Like you do a lot. Yeah. You do a lot. You know, for those that don't know or have not followed Ejila Beats yet, he is the one of the co-owners of the Orchestration Radio, a producer, engineer, and am I correct that you're an artist yourself too?
Yes.
So you got to tell me,
I'm actually the owner of the Orchestration Radio.
Oh, my apologies. Okay, he boom, we're gonna set that straight. But no, can you just share a little bit about how you kind of got started? Because it seems like music is that's your thing.
Man, music it kind of runs in the bloodline. I just grew up listening to a lot of music. I've been around a lot of music. My brother was a DJ. He always had equipment. I was always that little brother that loves to wait till he leave the house and mess with his stuff. You know what I'm saying? Till I got of age, and I don't know, it was just in me. And like, it actually came from playing video games.
Okay.
And I say that because that was like my first tool to use to make beats.
Okay.
I was making beats using Mario Paint, believe it or not. And that was on
what?
Super Nintendo. Yes. Mario
Paint. I have a Super Nintendo too. I didn't know that you could do all of that.
You have to get Mario Paint and you will see what I'm talking about. You'll be like, wow. Okay. So I was, you know, and I just kept surprising myself every day making beats. And as I got older, you know, everything enhanced and I just started being more hands-on and I just kept going.
So you were making the beats at that time. When did you like shift into, you know, kind of like going into artist mode? Like when did that happen for you?
I think that was already there too, because I was doing both of them actually at the same time. A couple of guys I grew up with, you know, we started out, we was a group called LTP, stood for L Town Player. Shout out to the guys or whatever.
Okay.
I was like the engineer, the producer, the artist. Still. Yeah. And that was like at an early age before I realized what I was already doing. You know what I'm saying? I was already recording us, making the beat, and then I had to turn around and write my part because I had to be a part.
You had to be a part of it too, right?
You know what I'm saying? So that's how that happened.
So so I gotta know, and I always ask the artist this, and it is funny because it's always a different answer. So kind of doing all of those different components, you know, which is the part that you really enjoy? Like, do you enjoy kind of like being behind the scenes, or do you enjoy, you know, kind of being the one that's on the mic? You like the forerunner of everything. Which part is better for you?
I like being behind the scenes. Now that I'm older and like I've been through like so much and like seen a lot of things, I prefer to be behind the scenes.
Okay.
And then too, you know, the people behind the scenes making the most money, truth be told.
You know, I've been hearing that lately. It's just like, you know, the people that we see, it's like they're getting a pretty good cut, but it's really the ones that are, you know, behind the scenes that it's just like, they're really getting the glory for it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely. So, okay. So you done walked me through that. Okay. Tell me how the Orchestration Radio came about.
The Orchestration Radio came about. Well, I was kind of like doing a podcast or a stream. So do you remember when Ustream was popular? When like Ustream first came out? It was something like this, but you couldn't like interview or talk side by side with people, but you can actually like do a live broadcasting of you, you know, DJing or whatever, playing music.
Right.
So I was already doing something like that. And then I just started doing the Spreaker thing with the DJing and the podcasting. It was called 400 Man Radio.
Okay.
And I was like, that kind of started like, I want to say 5 years ago with that.
Okay.
And then I kind of took a break from it because it was a lot, because I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to do more, but I wasn't able to do more. So I had to kind of like pull back from that because I had other things going on, like producing and creating and engineering. And I'm trying to like help other artists and stuff like that. So it was kind of like too much for me at that time.
I mean, I would imagine that is a lot to balance, you know. Yeah, just
It was really a lot to balance, trying to just really do a little something in every area. You know what I'm saying? That was really a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Balance, I think, you know, sometimes when you're being an entrepreneur and you're doing all those things, it could, it takes a little while to figure out, okay, you know what? I've got all of this on my plate. What can I do to kind of, you know, bring it in a little bit or make it where it's not so time consuming? Because, you know, you'll be so caught up in your business that you won't even be able to do anything for yourself.
Definitely. And that's what, that was me. I was like, on top of everything, just exhausted. Exhausted mentally, physically, and financially too, because everything costs. You got to keep it going.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah, that was really a lot.
Now, you know, I've had the opportunity to grace you all studio. I know you all see his studio in the background. You know, it's amazing. So, you know, who are I wanted to know, who are some of like the artists that you've, you know, just kind of worked with over time and, you know, produce things for them that, you know, we could listen to and support?
Right now, well, currently, let me see, you got Lucky Seven. He just released the album called Ladies Love Lucky.
Okay.
I produce, I think, half or more than half of the project.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm pretty sure you heard of Johnny Dimitri.
Yes.
Yes, she's saying.
Yeah.
I'm dope. Yeah, I'm producing her, and she got something new coming up.
Okay. I'm excited about that now. I'm like,
Cold Hard coming up.
Yeah.
Cold Hard coming up. Okay. Conflict. Me, myself, you know, make sure they go check out that True Story.
Okay.
In all digital stores. Search Ejilla Beats everywhere.
Okay, let me find out. I got to make you my spotlight artist of the week live.
I'm a sleeper. I'm a sleeper. You gonna hit me back and be like, man, why you ain't rap? You know what I'm saying? You really got it.
Right. Like, why you playing out here?
Hey, but see, that's because, you know, I kind of see the bigger picture of it. Like, I know I'm not always going to be rapping. I know probably here and there I drop like a single. But
yeah,
I didn't grew out of that. I want to be a rapper mode. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with just pushing buttons and making moves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, okay. So if the opportunity presented itself where you could be that spotlight artist, what, you know, how would that kind of change the game for you?
If I just be that spotlight artist, then I just be that spotlight artist. You know what I'm saying? Because it came naturally. It's not something like I ran to trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? If it happened like that, then it just happened like that.
Okay. Well, no, that's real. Look, I'm like, we the people, we accept that. We accept it.
You know what I'm saying? If it happened, it happened.
Yeah. You know, the pandemic is something that's like, you know, started last year. It's still something that we're kind of going through. Mm-hmm. You know, how did it impact, you know, just your, you know, your music, just, you know, everything that you have going on?
Honestly, it's like a gift and a curse with the pandemic, because I've had some like real great moments during the pandemic, and I kind of like, for one, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an independent artist, independent everything. So for the pandemic to go on and my business still survive that, I think that's a great thing. It's a lot of people out there that lost their job, they had to shut down their business and everything. You know what I'm saying? Right. I still had people, you know, they still coming to record. People were still buying beats.
Okay.
The creativity got a little bit stronger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think, even though, you know, it's a crisis for the world or whatnot, but as far as like me musically, it kind of like helped it. It gave like time stopped or something. It gave us some extra time to like catch up. learn something or do something different, you know what I'm saying? So
absolutely
it kind of helped me, I think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it helped me too. I'll be honest. I mean, you know, it's no secret. Everyone that kind of follows me knows that I still work in commercial real estate as well as having my businesses that I have outside of that, because I got booted out of corporate America one time and I was like, oh, y'all ain't gonna never put me on my butt where I can't make no money. So, you know, when I did that, when I was let, you know, furloughed last year, and I was just like, what am I going to do? You know, I was like, I was scared to go to studios. I was, you know, I'm like, what can I do? So I just brought my operations to my home. And it's like, when I tell you it went up, it has gone up since then. And I'm, you know, because it was like everybody was at home. So it's like all eyes are on you. A lot of people shut down production of their shows or podcasts and everything. And I'm just like, well, why can't I do it still? You know, I mean, I'm like, what's the big deal? So I think that, you know, a lot of people had different type of situations surrounding the pandemic. It's like they either failed or, you know, things kind of got slipped from under them or they took off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people panicked too.
Yeah.
Know, because really nobody really knew how this was going to, you know, pan out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
A lot of people panicked and kind of like just said, okay, forget it, because I need to save this money because don't nobody know what's gonna happen, or
right.
Are they gonna send us money? Are we gonna get this kind of stimulus? Or
right,
really new. But I was to the point, I was in a situation where I had to make a decision. Well, okay, I'm not finna stay in the house.
Right.
I gotta go to my place of business. It wasn't even about I gotta do something. I have to go to my place of business.
That's right.
And make sure my place of business, you know what I'm saying, survive. Or if it's not going to survive, I need to be trying to figure out these next steps.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, you had the right mindset, you know, because you spoke on it. A lot of people, they did go into panic mode. So it was just like, okay, what do I do now? And it's like everybody's scrambling. And it's like, no, go get your money. That's what you got to do.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, I wanted to know, because, you know, naturally I met you through Felice and everything. How did you and Felice team up?
Well, I met Felice when Shawnee had an interview when she was at the other radio station.
Okay.
And so when I it goes back to when I started the orchestration radio thing, I was getting ready to, you know, start it back up. Like, man, let me start back DJing, because I had started getting like family and people that know I do it. Like, hey, man, why you ain't DJing no more? I miss your mixes or whatever.
Right. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. You know, I really wasn't doing podcasting, like, you know, how we talking and stuff like that. When I was doing it, I was doing it with Don Julio. I don't know if you know who Don Julio is.
I've heard of him. I haven't had an opportunity to meet him yet. No.
Yeah. So we was doing something like, you know, he'll do interviews, or when I'm just DJing and doing mixes, you know, he'll jump in between and he might say a couple of words or read off the weather, or he'll talk to somebody that's in our chat room, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
But other than that, I was mainly like just killing it doing mixes, because I'm kind of like a Bulu master DJ, you know, Bulu,
okay.
You get a Bulu master CD and he go through all the genres for all range.
Listen to the whole thing from top to bottom.
The whole CD, you can pop one of them in at the backyard barbecue and be straight. Like,
absolutely.
I was the type, I had like all five Bulu masters and I just switch it up. And because you know what I'm saying? So I was one of those DJs. So that's what made me, start back wanting to get into the radio. And then I was like, let me take it a step further, because I see everybody doing a lot of podcasts and I think that's what people like are into. So I reached out to Felice and was like, would she like to like host a radio show?
Yes.
And from there, it is what it is. She was already going through her transition too.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked out for the both of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's good to, you know, to see you all come together. And I mean, I had the opportunity to come on the show. That was what, about a couple months ago now. Yeah. And, you know, just really like, it was a whole vibe in there, you know, just you all can tell, or we can tell, that you all work very well together, you know? And you got to have people like that, you know, when you're in business, that, cause you know, Felice go hard.
Oh yeah, that's why she my manager now. You know what I'm saying?
She's amazing.
She keep me on my toes. She told me to say that too. Make sure you let them. I'm like, oh my God.
She was texting me. I was just like, girl, I was like, and look, I'm like, I don't already worked you into the interview now. You know, but Felice, you know, she really is. She's the one. So I love the fact that y'all have gotten together. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It really is. But, you know, I thank you just for sharing everything with me in terms of just like how you got started to where you are now. But I want to know from your perspective, what has been that accomplishment that stuck out to you since you started your journey?
I would say actually establishing the business, like, as a whole, just getting it established to the point, you know, like, you know, it's in my name, you know.
Yeah,
this is you know what I'm saying? Everything I do, you know, this is the business, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I think that's the biggest thing. I actually just got it really established to the point where when it get big, you know, I got I can lead to my kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, right. Yeah, this is the company, this is the family business or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And it's actually legit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You do paperwork, whatever you want to do, you know, this me.
Now, I did want to ask you if you had ran into, you know, any challenges along the way, you know, of your entrepreneurial journey. Was that, you know, kind of getting everything established, was that a challenge for you?
Yes, it was a challenge. Definitely a challenge, because, I mean, you gotta hustle. It was a real hustle. And whether it was money or trying to hustle knowledge so you can know something. Can't go on nothing, not knowing anything.
That's true.
So that was the challenge, like really just getting it there, like doing this and doing that and paying for this and paying for that, going through trying to have teammates and
that's another
thing, you know. I don't wanna like talk about none of that, but
yeah, no, I understand. And trust me, I had it too. When I first started, there was this was a couple years ago, there was three of us, and it was just like, you know, it started to trickle off, and I'm like, well, I'm not gonna stop doing it because you want to stop. I gotta, you know, keep it moving this way,
right?
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of was with me. It was like, there's no way I'm gonna be doing 100% and everybody else is just doing bare minimum, if anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm putting like real blood, sweat, and tears into this. I'm telling you my story. I've been like, this came to me as a shorty. I'm making beats on a video game. I just say and told you this, like, man, I've been doing this for a long time, so I'm not finna let nobody come in because it looked like, oh, I got something going on and let me see if I can get in on it. And, you know, man, I'm halfway there already. And you trying to come in and be halfway there too. Like, man, you got a lot of groundwork to do.
You know, I'm trying to craft this question. And then it's not so much, you don't have to go into that situation, but, you know, I would imagine being in your field that you've met a lot of people that could be perceived as opportunist. Is that?
Most definitely.
Has that been your experience?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
that's really like the magic word, if you want to like sum all of everything I said or trying to say.
Yeah.
you run into a lot of opportunists.
Yeah.
And they see like, oh wow, yeah, okay, well let me see,
but how can I get in,
basically. But here you go again, like what I said, you're doing the bare minimum. You're like, you're not really showing me, you know, the effort that I'm putting. I feel like match my work ethic. If I'm working, you should be doing the same, especially if we all supposed to be at the table.
Yeah.
So that's why I say that journey of getting it established, that was a real journey. Because again, it was like, man, I don't want to establish this with these people.
That's right.
And then now we split off, and now it's a whole thing of, oh man, I got to try to come up with another company name or do this. Because the other names I did have, I got away from those names because I didn't want no attachments. I didn't want people thinking, oh man, you know,
like there's still an affiliation.
Yeah, because some people were doing that, especially, you know, once it started being hashtag crazy out here, people would still hashtag the name, like knowing damn well, come on, dude, you know you're not a part of this.
Right.
Just anything. So I was like, you know what? To kill all of that, I'm just gonna I never had a problem with recreating myself or reinventing myself. Because I know my work and I know my worth. So it was like, man, you know what? Forget it. Let me move over. Let me move around. Let me do this.
That's right. And sometimes you have to do it because people will, you know, they'll think that because you all have had some affiliation at some point that you can, you know, they like, oh, I'm just going to hang on to this forever. And it's just like, nah, we didn't switch to something completely brand new. So catch up, you know?
Exactly. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't. And not to like sound like I'm in my feelings, but a lot of people play me. Like, no, they really played on my heart, playing on my weakness or whatever. And it's like, man, here I am trying to be a team player.
That's
right. And people looking at me like competition or a lick. Like, oh, this a lick. Oh, it's sweeter. I'm like, ooh, wow, for real? Cool.
I had to
get myself together. I had to get stuff together. I had to lose some people who I thought they was gonna be around.
That's right.
To the tune of like, we don't even talk no more. That's how real it is. And it ain't even like no, oh, I want to fight this person, or I got beef with people. I don't got no beef with nobody. I just know what I got to do, and I know what was done to me, and I just know how to roll. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff that was done to me, it was like, well, damn, did you ever really get down with me like that?
Oh, so I need you to know that, like, what you're saying right now, I have.
that's the average entrepreneur, though. See, you're an entrepreneur. You're doing your own independent thing. All entrepreneurs go through that. You have to go through seeing, especially, you know, we can't do it by ourselves either, right? So, you know, we do need a team. You know, we need people or whatever. So you got to go through that, like, that stage of, okay, I'm gonna try it. To the tune of, I didn't forgave people and say, okay, let's try this again, just to get the same results.
Results.
You know what I'm saying?
Come through today, because when I tell you, I have had the exact same experience, especially that where it's just like you let them come back around again because you're just like, okay, we had a conversation, we went over everything thoroughly, only for them to come back and do the exact same stuff that they was doing before you had to release them anyway. And, you know, it's very difficult. And I don't know if you've experienced this, but I know for me, I had a hard time trying to just even trust to bring anybody else in to help me, because I'm like this. Okay, everybody I done dealt with at this point was either trying to use me, they was trying to come up, they was trying to come up off the platform. And, you know, I'm a very modest person, so I don't tell people, I don't go around like, this is how many people I reach. I let the business do the talking. Right. So, but you know, those people that seek you out, they know your light. They know the power that you have with what you're doing, you know? And it's just like, you have to, that spirit of discernment, it really has to kick in.
Yeah.
My good, look, you didn't gave a whole word. Now look, for everybody that's tuning in, y'all better catch these gems, okay?
Hey, you gotta know when to just be like, you know what? No.
Yeah. I'm backing away.
That's it, that's all. Like, you ain't gotta argue with nobody, you ain't gotta fight with nobody. And then to the tune of, especially if it's your business,
right?
Let nobody else that's seen what you got going on, they want to jump on your boat. But they plucking wood from your boat, building a boat on the side of the ship.
Speak.
Type of thing. You know what I'm saying? You don't need nobody around you like that. And if people going to do the bare minimum, you don't need nobody around you like that either.
Absolutely.
And like you say, yes, I am. I'm honestly experiencing this now too. I don't want to be around nobody. Like, I don't even want to look for nobody to be like an assistant, because it's like, man, Joe,
Right.
I don't really, it's hard to trust people now. Like, it real is. Talk. And I know what I got going on. I know my worth. And
right.
I'm tired of the hidden agenda thing.
Yeah. Because it's like, you got to look at everybody almost like, okay, what is your reasoning for
basically, what's your whole motive? Like, why are you coming over here?
Yeah.
Why you this? Why you that? You know, I done had people come to me, you know, if we do it, entertainment, media, all that is kind of like in the same thing, right? And we all pay attention to everything. We all pay attention to our social medias, whatever. You know, you know who's looking, paying attention, supporting, all that old other stuff. And then you have these people that come out of nowhere. Like, hey, like as if like
pay me attention now. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I see you still doing your little thing. Oh, I'm doing my little thing. Oh, okay.
Let me tell you, we outlaw on my show. I outlaw the word little. Little can't be used on my show. We not doing nothing little over here. That's why I tell people. I'm like, little, when people say, oh, your little business.
You still doing your little podcast.
I'm just like that. And I tell them, and excuse my language for my viewers. That's why I be like, this ain't shit little over here. And that's what I tell them, because it's just like this. I'm like, you don't know. I'm like, I produce my show. I'm booking my guests. You know, I have assistants now, but I didn't always have that. So I'm just like this. Nothing that I'm doing over here is little.
Right.
That's crazy.
That'd be the key word. You'll see somebody and it the little part, like, oh, you still doing your little music thing?
You still got
your little studio,
right? Oh. You still making your little beats. I'm like, are you still working your little job? Are you still getting your little food stamps? Like, I got real questions that
you
I want to know.
Your little link, you getting that little link? I'm buying them. What are you? How much?
Okay,
you got? I buy a link, and I'm for real. I buy a link. You got to sell me some link.
Can go to the store together, okay? You know, that's for real. We not talking about nobody that get it. You know, you just got to be willing to sell it, though. So that's really it. It's so crazy. I love the fact that you have shared that, because I think that a lot of people, they have gone through those things, but they keep it to themselves. But just like how we were able to laugh at the things that we were going through, I'm pretty sure when you were going through it at that time, it was disappointing. It's just like,
yeah, it was very disappointing. It was it was angry disappointing. Like, I'm angry. Like, man,
right.
Soon enough, you have people will tell you, like, man, why are you angry? I am. You know what I'm saying?
I'm upset.
I'm upset because it's like, how? But again, I think I said this in another interview. I think somebody asked me if it was something about my business that I could, I think, do over or something like that, what would I do different? I said, I would have started doing it by myself.
Mm.
Meaning I wouldn't have been a part of no group, like
that's right,
rapping and all. I wouldn't have been a part of no group. I wouldn't have been trying to be a part of no label, no team, none of that. I would have been trying to do everything that I'm doing right now. I would have been
trying to
do it by myself on my own until I got to the point where I can get some interns. I can get some actual genuine people that know what I'm looking for. They're not trying to rap. They're not trying to produce. They're not trying to DJ. They're not trying to be in the way. They're trying to do their job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is what they do. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I am an assistant. I'm not trying to be in your way. Like, what is it that you want me to do? You know, they trying to be a company team player. I'm looking for team players. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Hey, look, I honestly mean, that's the first off, whoever asked you that question, that was a great question, because
definitely was, because I had to think about it. I was like,
like, what would I do? Yeah. And I mean, you know what? It's just, it's easier. I always tell people that I stay doing things independently by myself for so long because I can always count and bet on me. Right. I can't bet on you, though. You know, I'm like, I don't, I probably can, but I'm not sure, you know, but you can always be sure of yourself, because we know as entrepreneurs that things are only going to move if we move.
Now, that's a hard quote right there.
I
can count on me. I can't count on you.
They
don't understand that, though. Like, some people take that like offensive. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
Not even that. It's just that, like, man, I'm not finna let you mess up what I got going on because you want to slack off or do what it is right. that you want to do. You know what I'm saying? That's I'm trying to do business over here. Like all this, the friend stuff or whatever, you know, we can do this outside of the business.
Yeah.
But when it's time for business, like, man, it is what it is. Other than that, I can count on me, but I can't count on you. So this is how we got to roll.
Woo! This is the whole word today. I need you to know
that
you
just how we got a word.
Woo! A word. Hey,
this this is the life of the entrepreneurs. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is stuff we go through. Like
absolutely.
So don't nobody know this about me, right?
Okay.
I talk to myself a lot.
Like, okay. I don't think that's crazy though.
but I talk to myself as if somebody like really right here. Like so, if this door was open and I was sitting here talking, they'd think I'm talking to myself because they don't see me. You know what I'm saying? Live with you, but I really be talking to myself, like really figuring stuff out or going through the team thing, like man, what should I do? Cause this person this person that, and like, I really be talking out loud, talking to myself, and I'll stop.
People probably woke up like, what is?
Yeah, I know people. I'm like, man, I know people probably think I'm crazy if they listen to me. No. I'm really talking, like I'm having a real conversation, but I think I be solving problems.
But sometimes you got to get it out though. Like you, because sometimes when you verbalize what you got going on or what you're trying to do, it makes sense more out versus if you're just thinking about it. Right. So I do think understand.
That works. I think that works. That's a suggestion to any up and coming entrepreneurs. Like if you really planning something or you really thinking about something or you're trying to make a decision, I think you should talk about it out loud.
That's right. I agree.
Like go sit in your car. You can take a ride. Talk about it in the car. Like nobody in there turn the music off.
It's just
talk about it. Straight up, it's just you. Or you like if depending on who you are, who you live with, man, walk through your house, talk to yourself. But you're talking about what you're thinking about versus just thinking about it. You know what
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think that works.
I definitely do it. Like this here office has heard so many things. Like, I mean, anger, frustration, you know, motivation, whatever it is. I think that it's healthy. Most of us do it, but a lot of people won't admit it though.
Yeah, I admit it. I do talk to myself and no, I'm not crazy. People might try to say I'm crazy because I'm a Gemini. You know, people have sayings about Geminis or whatever, but
I mean, y'all, you know, y'all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look,
I'm a Taurus, so everybody be like, you mean, you bullheaded, all types of stuff. So I just be like this, whatever. I believe in Jesus Christ, so stop trying to put these horoscopes up. that's that. But, no, I thank you for sharing. And, I mean, you know, this is something that I definitely want to know from you because, I mean, this has been a great conversation. How do you keep yourself motivated?
Man, I keep myself motivated because like the one of the most valuable things you can't get back is time.
That's right.
And I feel like time is being wasted. So I feel like my motivation is to get wealthy so I can be able to help others because I know what it's like to not have no help.
Yeah.
Trying to like really do what you want to do. And like, I think nobody should be working for anybody, at least not forever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has to find, everybody have to crawl before they walk. Everybody have to start somewhere.
That's right. But
I think everybody should be some type of entrepreneur, even though you do have to have workers too and all that stuff. But
yeah.
I think people aim should be to just really be business owners, be entrepreneurs. I don't think we were taught right coming up. Like we was taught to just, okay, go to school and just go to school again. And then go to school again. And then when you come out of school, you owe $1 million. And now you got to work this 9 to 5.
Forever. Yeah.
I think that was the dumbest logic ever.
Yeah, it was either go to school.
Your child go to school, get it. Okay, I'm not saying to not get a good education. That's cool. Right. But don't just keep telling your child, go to school. You need to be telling them, go to school so you can get some education and own your talent. Learn That's how right. to own, master your talent and work for yourself. That's Absolutely. What they're not telling. They just telling people, go to school. Yeah. Get out of school, you in debt.
Go now to school go work or the services. Job. That's it. And Basically. It's like, no trades. We, you know, so we don't need people in carpentry. We don't need Basically. Truck drivers or Basically. Diesel people. It's like, okay, I'm like, there's a lot of other things you could do out here.
And you can, and it can be yours to the point, you know what I'm saying? You're not, you can start, again, start your own business, start your own family business. Like, that's my thing. So that's part of the drive. That's why I want to be wealthy. So my people, they wouldn't have to like, struggle as hard as like trying to be employed to get a job, because you know everybody makes mistakes. A lot of our people messed up, they got felonies, they ain't got no driver's license. It's a lot of stuff that's really preventing them from getting good jobs to survive. They can probably get a little rinky dink job that's gonna just add on to the stress, but to get good jobs to survive out here, you know, I'm trying to like cure that, because that's like part of the problem that's out here. Why people do so much, why people take so many drugs, why so much violence, because it's like it's a lack of a lot of things. And I think part of that is because even though some people they don't want to work a job, but I'm pretty sure if they had the opportunity to work a real good job and it's in like you working for your people, your family, whoever it is, like I think they'll do it.
Absolutely.
I think stuff would be different if it was like that.
Just needing better opportunities and ways to grow, even if you do have, you know, those things on your background. I mean, you know, we all know someone that has had to deal with that, you know, especially within our community. So it's like if we can provide those types of situations where it's just like, hey, we're going to make sure you good regardless. It's up to us. You know, it's up to the people that's like us. To make those opportunities come about.
And I think that's what I want to do. I want to make those opportunities come about. I want to build stores and companies and you know, be able to provide jobs. Like it's so many, like, so when I was in LA,
LA is dope.
That was my first time, but that was my first time seeing so many homeless people in my life.
Really?
What? I'm talking about state. It's like a community.
Wow.
It's like a community. I never seen it. You know how here in Chicago, you know, you got the little...
They got small little boroughs of homeless people. Yeah.
But when I was over there, man, look, it was like a community. My theory on it was I'm like, man, maybe these are all the people that came down here chasing the dream and just couldn't get back home. So they just stay here hoping some opportunity come up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I started thinking, like, man, these gotta be those people. But then I started thinking, like, well, they kind of close to so many areas. But I still think that though, because you know they, you know, Arizona, Vegas, you know, all that up north California, whatever, all that is just like right there. But
yeah,
it was so many. I was like, man, and just like seeing that is like, man, Joe.
Yeah,
it gotta be something or some way to like start a way to help these people. Because Absolutely. I know it's a lot of people that probably try not to, like, say people are not trying or to knock anyone that has tried, but it's too many of them out there to be like, man, how?
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, when we were going through our very cold times and rigid temperatures and everything out here in the Chicagoland area, there was a gentleman, I think his name was Jermaine. We're going to go with Jermaine. And I actually like shared a story on him and like even highlighted him on my show, The Blueprint Live, because he was getting the homeless people hotel rooms and hot food and everything. And I'm just like, wow, you know, I'm like, here is one person that's doing this. And, you know, we were trying to get the word around, like, y'all give donations and do stuff like that. And, you know, it takes is one person really to say, I want to make some changes, you know? And so I believe that if that's something that you want to do, I think that you'll be able to do it. And more people, once they see that you're doing it, they'll get inspired and want to help too. For
that'll
sure.
That'll be dope. Like, I really want to do that though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Look, you let me know. I'm gonna be like, look, let's go. Like, you know, I'm like,
I mean, it's a good thing. Word out. Like, what else is there? Like, why not do it? Like, we waste a lot of money on a lot of unnecessary stuff.
Absolutely. Every day,
you know what I'm saying? And I can just speak for myself. I wouldn't even put everybody in that category because everybody don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Some people do have sense, but yeah. I know I've wasted a lot of money just on unnecessary stuff or whatever under the assumption that I know I'm gonna get it back type of thing and all that. Yeah. When I could have put that to a whole investment, like,
yeah,
I need shirts made and I'm blowing this money on this, right? Like, you know,
like I didn't want the Popeyes on Popeyes Tuesday.
Come on, man, it's a lot of unnecessary spending going on, and then I just be thinking about a lot of that stuff. So that a lot of that is like all in one ball as a part of the motivation and the drive on why, like, I do a lot of things I do. So maybe that's probably why I wear a lot of different hats. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know what? The thing about it is that it sounds like the things that motivate you and keep you going, you know, is that motivation is the type that won't run out, because there's always going to be a constant need to feed that so that you could continue to grow. So, you know, I mean, all of those things, they make up motivation. You know, I have my motivation too. And, you know, the things that keep me going, I'm like, I watched my parents take care of me for years. You know, my mom is gone. My dad has MS and stuff. So it's like, my goal is, I'm like, I want to be able to attain a certain level of, you know, wealth and fame or whatever it is, so that I can have access to the things to help him. I'm like, it ain't even about me. I don't care. I'll stay right in the house that I'm living in. I don't need a mansion. I don't need none of that. But if there's a certain level of access, you know, you notice the celebrities, for some reason, they can live with some of the most horrible illnesses, and then our black ass be the ones dying and all types of stuff. I'm like, I need they doctors. What y'all got going on? I'm like, I don't even care about the money at this point. So, you know, everybody has different things that kind of keep them going. But yeah, your motivation is, it's on point. It's on point.
And that's a part of it too. Like, you got to have that money to have them doctors too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
That's
real. Like,
people be like, money isn't everything. Money is the root of all evil, whatever, all that. But
yeah.
You can't really do too much without it. You know what I'm saying? Like, man,
I don't like that phrase. I'll just be like this. Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't really listen to it. I don't listen to it. You know what I'm saying? I might say it here and there, you know, when something pop up, but I don't really believe in that phrase, because if that was the case, then it'll be a different story, for real, if that was really the case. But it's not the case, because you need it to survive out here.
Yeah. And I mean, when they say, oh, money don't make you happy and all this other stuff, I'm like, when I have it and I'm able to do the things that I would like to do, or take a vacation, or, you know, get a nice meal, that makes me happy. So I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you're not going to do all of that with no money. You're not going to do none of that with no money. No. So
people just be talking. Don't they just talk? They just like, wah, 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 wah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so that, again, that's my whole drive. That's my motivation to, man, I got to get it. I got to get there. I got to get it. I got to get wealthy.
That's right.
I have to be able to get wealthy and give back. Because, again, like I say, I know what it feels like to not really have that help, to not have that support.
Yeah.
But it's so talented. And that's kind of like a heartbreaking story. Like, man, how's a person that's so talented and people can see it, but it's like, oh, I'm not finna help you, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? So I want to try to give that love back to people that's trying to. It don't even have to just be music. If you got a passion for something and you're really good at it,
that's right.
And if I can help you, I'm gonna help you. Absolutely. I probably don't know nothing about none of that, but I figure it out, because again, if I got the money to do it, I can pay for somebody to show you how to do it, something that you probably could do yourself, but you can't because you're less fortunate. So, man, this is my gift here.
Absolutely.
I want to see this flower grow. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
your heart is in the right place. And you've already done so much in your time. And I know that, you know, with that motivation, with that spirit that you have, you're going to go further. You're going to go so far that it's going to be beyond your belief. So that's amazing for sure.
Thank you.
And, yeah, I'm, you know, for me, look, we've been talking so long. They probably we having a good conversation, but before I let you go. So I know that you mentioned you have children, right?
Yes.
So what if one of your babies came and they said, "Dad, I want to be an entrepreneur. I have this business idea." What piece of advice would you give them before they embark on their journey?
I would give them probably a few jewels, but like I would most importantly tell them to learn about what is it that you're trying to do. Really learn about it and know the ins and outs about what you're trying to do. Don't just jump into it because you might have seen somebody else doing it and it looked like it's easy, or because they make it look easy, or whatever the case may be. I would say learn about what you're trying to do and definitely save up so you can fund what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. Because
nobody's going to give you a handout, and it don't feel good to be in debt either.
That's right.
As far as that, especially trying to be an entrepreneur, because, you know, again, entrepreneurs, you don't have a job. Your talent of what you're doing is your job. Have to make that work. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That's what I would tell them. Basically, learn what you're trying to do and really learn it and just save your money so you can fund it.
Absolutely. That's great advice. I mean, you know, and you know, it's so funny. That's similar advice that what I got when I first started. And it's powerful. Like it'll change the dynamics of things when you don't go into your business struggling.
Right.
Yeah. So this has been great. I'm like, we could talk forever. I'm like, we'll have to go get some coffee or something. Jelly Beats is amazing, y'all. So, you know, I said before I let you go, but this last thing, what are some things that are coming up that we can look forward to, or, you know, how can my viewers support you?
Right now we have the orchestration app. Y'all can go download that in your Play Store. Coming soon to all Apple products, if it's not already there.
Okay.
You could be looking forward to my new video featuring Mr. J called All I Want to Do.
All right.
By me as well. Okay. What else? You could be looking for new music from Cold Hard, produced by me. Johnny Dimitri, produced by me.
Okay.
Shy Blizz, produced by me.
Stop playing. You know I love Shy Blizz.
me and Shy Blizz got something cooking up.
I
think I did maybe 75% of his project.
For real? Did you do the voodoo sound? The voodoo song?
I didn't do voodoo.
Okay. You know, I had to ask. I'm like, that was one of my jams.
I didn't do voodoo, but that, I think, yeah, that's one of the joints on his project as well.
Okay.
Man,
you got a lot coming up.
I'm trying to figure out where else do I want to go with it. I think somebody else got a project coming out that I'm working on. Her name is Paris.
Okay.
She gonna kill me if I'm not saying it right. But she's coming up with children's book, and I'm gonna be producing the children's book.
So you do it. I mean, you do it all. You got your rappers, your singers, the children's books. You better come through.
That's what comes with wearing those hats and being a producer and being an engineer and knowing how to rap or be an artist and being a writer. And like, yeah, I'm really in it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just behind the scenes. I'm not that super social media person. You know, I might hop on there and say my little quote, share my little music or whatever, but
right now you like, we're done.
I'm not that person. Every time you look on there, I'm just putting some stuff on there, whatever. But
yeah,
mainly, I think, too, because I'm always working, so it ain't really gonna be no time to just be trying to be all out in front and all out in public. And
yeah,
I'm known for everything I just said. I would rather them just look up and be like, oh man, this dude do that. Oh man, this dude right. do that too. I would rather take it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm
like, I feel like the other way is what they call it, clout chasing today or chasing the fame. I'm not doing none of that. I'm cool with, you know, doing the work and making my bucks. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's right.
At the end of the day.
Well, you know, I'm so glad that you graced my platform, because I mean, you know, you behind the scenes and you stepped out in front of it. I mean, it's been a great conversation and really just kind of learning, you know, your journey and the things that you've been through along the way. It's so crazy because it mirrors the experience that a lot of us have had, you know, so you being really open and being frank about that, you know, I think that that's going to help somebody that's listening in, you know, I mean, even if they're viewing us on Facebook or YouTube, or if they're listening, you know, on Spotify and the other channels, they'll be able to really connect with your experience, because we've all been there, you know, we've all been there. And man, much continued success for everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
Let them know how they can follow you. I've got it on the bottom here for those that like to read, but let them know the best place to follow.
And that's
you.
Another story. But look, make sure y'all go follow Ejilla Beats on all social media. Everything is Ejilla Beats. That's E space J I L L A space Beats with a S, not a Z. And you can also check out what's new on the website, ejillabeatsmusic.com, for any artists out there looking for beats or whatever, or just looking to see what's new. You can also check in on the radio station too through the website. Don't forget to go download that app also, the orchestration app, which has a lot of things in there. It's interesting.
And the show, what day does the show come on for you all?
The orchestration radio show comes on every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
Hosted by Feliz and different special guest hosts. You know what I'm saying? You might need to come in there and co-host.
I came as a special co-host, but I'm like, I haven't been as a guest. I got an interview.
So you want to be interviewed. So what, you need to come in and call Feliz.
I'm going to hit her up. Yeah,
come get interviewed. Yeah, so the show's on Tuesdays. Determined Radio's on Wednesdays.
Yes.
And for more information, hit me up, 773-357-5089. That's just for more info, or you can book you a session, however you want to do it.
Hey, y'all getting the exclusive, okay? Y'all getting the exclusive information. He just gave his whole phone number. So if you are an artist and you're looking for some beats, okay, you need some work on your music, y'all make sure that y'all hit him up.
That. You feel me?
Ejilla Beats, I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. You know, very, very inspirational, just experience that you had, and just all the little gems that you dropped. He dropped a whole field of gems for y'all. So you all make sure that y'all get in tune. Make sure that you are following the Blueprint Media Company on all social platforms, and Ms. Michi, that's MZMETCHI. Follow her everywhere. If you like to be a guest, or if you know someone who is an influential entrepreneur that should be highlighted, make sure that you visit MsMichi.com or TheBPMediaCo.com for more information on how to book them on the show. It's been absolutely lovely. Y'all see our sponsors in the back. Make sure that you follow on all of our sponsors: Tax Strategy, Fire Infusions, Ags Blue Jay, Lavish Looks by Ms. Michi, and Black Dollar Days. Until next time, you all. Bye.
Yeah.